More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to the both of you. You don't even have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago, Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help. Our family's got the total VIP arriving late this Christmas Eve, so we will need to be in our best pajamas. He drives a really cool sleigh.
Do you mean Santa?
Oh, do you know him?
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, the entire store is up to 60% off.
Did you say 60% off?
I did. And right now, get sweaters from $10 for adults and from $8 for kids. Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 for adults.
Santa will be slayed by our new PJs. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. It's now official. The Cubs and the Royals have completed that one-for-one deal. Wade Davis coming to the Cubs. Jorge Soler going to Kansas City. Davis instantly becomes the Cubs' closer. He saved 27 games for the Royals last season, had an ERA of 1.87, had 47 strikeouts in just 45 5 innings of work and is a 2-time All-Star. Also at the winter meetings today, Ian Desmond gets a 5-year, $70 million deal with Colorado, and left-handed pitcher Jeff Locke gets a 1-year, $3 million contract with Miami. Now, last night in hockey, the Blackhawks shut out Arizona 4-0, and in the game, Marian Hossa scored twice, giving him 14 goals on the season. That's one more than all of last season, but Hossa says he really hasn't changed too much.
I'm still going to play, you know, same game, obviously, the way I played last year, this year I feel a lot more like recharged, and when the puck going in, you feel more confident, I try not to be just goal scorer, you know, I just try to play both ways, and even if I don't score, you know, a bunch of games, I try to make some plays, for the team.
And he's been the Hawks' best player so far this season, and Akeem Hicks has been pretty good for the Bears, and today he was named the NFC Defensive Player for the Week. Hey, American Express card members, you don't want to miss this. Now through the end of the calendar year, there's a big reason for you to shop small at local stores in your neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your eligible card today at AmericanExpress.com/small-shop-offer. Terms do apply. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Numail Medical Center. Discover the new you, NumailMedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, time for us to do the thank you thing. This is usually where Spiegel shines, but I'm going to take over today. He's not here. Rob Bradford, thank you for joining the show. Bruce Levine, we thank you as well. Thank you to our producers, Nick Chepkowski, Kevin Zipak. Brian Gertz has everything you need on watch670thescore.com and also our Facebook Live page. And our guy Jay Zawoski will be out and about tonight and tomorrow night. Jay, tell the people where you're going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be Bud Light on the Glass, the first two of the year. Tonight we're in Warrenville at Twin Peaks. That's 28252 Deal Road with Vinny Hinestroza.
Oh, good old number 48.
That's a great
Isn't
number.
Isn't he from around there?
Yeah, I think so. He went to Notre Dame, played hockey at Notre Dame, and he grew up in the... Is he from Bartlett?
And his name is Vinny.
I haven't started my research yet, Dan, all right? Take it easy. It's 105. And then tomorrow we're at
Sorry
Q Bar.
Sorry to challenge you so early in the show with an unanswerable hockey question.
I haven't pulled up the Wikipedia yet.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow at Q Bar in Glendale Heights, 2240 Bloomingdale Road with Ryan Hartman.
Oh, another guy with a funny number.
Hartsy.
Yeah, Hartsy. All right.
I'll finish with this guy.
All right. Oh, yeah, my cousin Vinny. There it is. All right, so go hang out with Jay Zawoski, talk some hockey over the next couple of nights. The Put 'em on the Glass segment. Oh, no, the On the Glass segment, but not the Put 'em on the Glass segment. That would be Sir Mix-a-Lot. We'd like to thank David Schuster for his updates. Tomorrow, we'll
now
talk.
That's a thing if we have Sir Mix-a-Lot doing our hockey nights.
That would be terrific. His posse would be on Broadway.
Posse is on Broadway.
And Phil Jackson would still be upset at all black people for achieving anything.
Mix-a-Lot streeting.
Rich Campbell, Matt Bowen, Charch, and much, much more. All right. I look on the other side of the table. And we see Dan Bernstein because we hear his
That's
voice.
That's bad enough.
But then I look over and I see my guy, Joe Cowley.
The ratings killer.
No. The coach killer.
Mr.
That's what
Handsome.
You are, sir. The GM killer, the coach killer.
Love the coaches.
The legacy GM killer, the local neighborhood prodigy killer, the everything killer, the joy killer. Joe Cowley is in today.
I'm taking my titles. Boys.
Yeah, I know, right?
That is infringing on copyrighted territory.
That's why you dropped
him. It's like the Apollo Creed introduction in Rocky IV.
The master of disaster. The king of sting.
What's happening, boys?
You got enough nicknames?
What's going on with you?
A lot's going on. This is great. We finally got a little bit of news out there. Yeah, we've got the Cubs and Sox dealing. We've got the Blackhawks reeling. We've got the... I wasn't going to, but then he got
rock.
Me.
What is going on right now?
And then Mulligan's got a feeling that something is weird with the Bears. That is terrifying.
Mully's out there causing trouble.
This the best part of that, like, is for those of us who spent time on that beat, you know, he's not the type to necessarily drop a bomb. But when he does, it's like,
sniper. They call media snipers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They lay in the weeds, and all of a sudden, not 2 months, 3 months, this guy's just coasting, and bam.
But the thing about John Fox, he just kind of dropped in there that, by the way, Fox has always run a 4-3 defense. If you think Ryan Pace is going to stand by while he has drafted
Three, four players.
He drafted a zero technique in Eddie Goldman. He has drafted Leonard Floyd.
Linebackers.
I mean, you start.
You're trying to put Pernell McPhee on somebody's weak side and tell him to cover somebody.
Come on.
It's going to look like that James Harrison thing in Cincinnati.
It's going to look like bad knee problems for Pernell McPhee.
Or it's going to look like the Jun Timu, the ball hit me in the head technique.
Trail technique.
If you really think. And from
Samoan Vesty Jackson over there. Just, I don't even know if he's Samoan. I'm sorry for being that guy in this moment.
Well, it sounds familiar.
See, the odds were on at least two other guys being that guy.
You were the least likely suspect on that one.
I'm really a little...
You can't do that to
Samoan
GM.
Profiling.
No.
Hey, Trump 2016, I can say whatever the hell I want these days, right?
Isn't that the line in Pulp Fiction?
No, we can't.
Remember when you talked about Tony Rakahara? He's a big dude saying he's Samoan at all, right?
Yeah. No, you can't mess around and go back to a 4-3 defense after your GM has spent some high picks on.
Leonard Floyd can put a hand on the ground? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's asking for a lot of trouble of him getting swallowed up by tackle.
And what defensive coordinator is going to come here in the last year of what might be the end of a coaching tenure
and say Mel Tucker?
Yeah.
Well, no, Mel's doing all right. Mel's doing all right.
He's in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Like a defensive backs coach?
No, he's a coordinator. I think he's
He moved up to coordinator when Kirby Smart
went to Georgia.
He's putting a lane, though. Let's
yeah. I mean, Nick Saban's the D coordinator.
That's fine.
Yeah, but no, he's still getting paid.
Right.
Alabama pays those assistants.
Those assistants are the highest paid in the country.
Their strength coach gets dollars.
Yeah, damn near like, what, $800,000, $650,000, something like that?
The Iowa strength coach makes $650,000.
Amen. I keep those kids pumped up.
Did you all see
can't find a stipend for the players.
What?
Can't pay the labor.
No.
The strength coach at Iowa education.
Dan, did you see the shares that the Cubs are giving out? $369,000.
Good for them.
And they gave out, I think, 60 of them. 60 full shares.
Some guys, that's money that you pass on to your wife and say, enjoy the winter. Some of these dudes are like, yes, I made $700,000 total this year.
Doubled my salary.
Yeah, real deal.
Yeah, one of those guys is Chris Bryant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, some of the young dudes are like, yes, thank God we won the World Series.
Right. Kyle Schwarber, got a full share.
It's a nice
and
check.
And that dude was
better a 970 OPS.
Right.
Yeah. And Tommy La Stella comes up with his hand out. High five him, like, there you go, Tommy.
There's yours.
Yeah, go be sad somewhere.
The best is what personnel you took care of behind the scenes.
Yeah, because
somebody gets a big $5,000 check or something like that. You cut a check for an attendant or something like that.
We mailed the new collective bargaining agreement because they slashed the meal money down to $30 a day per diem. It's down like that. That's like, but
down 105, right? 105 to $30.
And there's no more clubhouse dues. So I don't know what that means for clubbies who really lived on their end of year tip bonus.
I think players have talked about taking care of it on their own.
Okay, you'd think.
But again, that's going to be individual to the clubhouse.
Otherwise, that's really a primary source of income.
That builds your house.
Right.
For the visiting clubhouse guy that's in charge of the visiting clubhouse, that builds your house. That builds you a nice house is getting those tips.
Nice. And you got to take care of those guys. By the way, I Googled Jun Timu Samoan. Yes, I was right.
Okay.
You're very pleased that you were right.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Thank God.
Happy
you're
to
right.
be living for another day here on these.
The Washington Husky team thanks you.
Those are the people you aren't mad at you.
No, dude.
They do the haka and they scare you like they're going to eat your face.
Awesome people, though. Awesome people, the Samoans. You know, I follow a couple of them on Instagram. Yeah, The Rock, he's of Samoan, heritage.
Half.
Lita Lewis, who is a fitness guru. Who does, satellite workouts here in the country. She'll just pop up in your area and all of a sudden you go out to a park and she's making sure your glutes and your quads and everything are in order. Yeah, man.
I wonder if the Tom Thayer rule about Hawaiians applies to Samoans as well.
That's Hawk.
What's his rule about?
And I bounce this off.
Hawk would know.
I bounce this off of Olin Krutz. But he says, because Tom is pretty much an honorary Hawaiian at this point.
Yeah.
Because that's his
place.
Yeah, it's his place.
He's no Howley.
Let me see if I can get this all right. He said, all Hawaiian men can sing, cook. They can sing, they can cook, they can surf, they can eat, and they can fight.
There it is.
And usually all it
covers everything.
And I bounced it off of Olin, and Olin's like, Yeah, pretty much, and that would be all at one part. It's one afternoon.
I was about to say, that's a lot of pressure to put on a dude. Yeah. Like, all right, he's done the surfing this morning. He's got to eat everything.
Better get that hockey going.
See, and Olin said the only thing he doesn't do is surf. He said everything else is absolutely right on, but the guy doesn't surf.
I can't even roller skate or skateboard. I can imagine being on a surfboard. Nah, I'm good.
No, it's just, and for me, it's everything's fine about it except the sharks.
We talked about that. That's my new thing I picked up.
Surfing?
Surfing by myself last year, which is a big no-no.
You don't surf by yourself.
No. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How was the experience?
Oh, I love it. I've done it since I've been on the beat. Yeah.
Surfing.
Yep. First two years I took lessons.
And did you decide that you wanted to even pick it up?
Because he wants to be eaten by a shark.
I probably saw Point Break for about the 100th time, and I was like, it's time. Nice. It's time to be Johnny Utah.
I need two Utah.
Yeah. Look, I understand.
Surfing in Joe Cali.
Love it.
Look, sometimes in California, you get the jogger that's eaten by a mountain lion. I know that there are risks in life. Sometimes maybe you get, you know, somebody in the park got attacked by an owl.
Hey, sometimes you got to punch a kangaroo in the face.
I saw that too.
That was awesome.
But when you are
sometimes
in the
you got
water,
a broken taillight in a major metropolitan city,
you're going out of your way to give the silhouette of a seal. You are trying. You are taunting a shark.
See,
you know,
always blaming the victim. This guy.
you're trying to give the silhouette of a wounded seal.
The pier at Manhattan Beach doesn't have a lot of shark attacks. That I know. I at least researched it. Uh-huh. That's my spot. I stick to one spot where I go.
Okay.
Surf.
See, sharks don't.
I understand that.
They don't stick to one side. They migrate.
You gotta talk it up.
But I gotta live.
We're gonna be doing Joe's Obit next year. Look,
Joe Cali and Sharknado 5.
I remember the second time I had cancer. The last thing on my mind was worrying about sharks. I'd like to live a little bit.
Look,
irony, it comes in very, very strange
forms.
If
a shark is my fate after the stuff I've beat.
He's just setting up the foundation for the shark jokes when they get you. That's all he's doing. All
right, have fun eating my radioactive body, shark.
5 years from now, you're going to start a show. You know, I don't know if you guys heard the news.
Radioactive shark
I get done with chemo, the shark eats me and becomes kind of mutated.
Or that you survive the shark attack.
And I become sharkness?
You become sort of like a lycanthropic shark man.
I like it.
We can make
it. Or you could be Aquaman.
Elliot Serrano, get on this.
You don't want that.
2018.
Actually,
it's already in production.
Actually, the Aquaman now you do want to be.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen?
Yeah. He's the dude from...
Charles Drago, right?
Samoan. From Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Lisa Bonet's husband.
Yeah, they're going to make it like a real movie. Yeah.
He's not just going to be doing echo calls to dolphins. Right. He's going to be a little better than that.
And if you think about it, if the world's covered by what? 72-73% water?
And the rest is Troy
Paris. Troy Polamalu covered the rest.
Right. And, you know, soon the entire world's going to be covered in water, and everybody's going to have to be Aquaman. Exactly. He might be the top superhero.
Yeah.
Everything's underwater, right?
You know, buying early on Aquaman.
He's playing a long game, right?
He's kind of a great superhero.
He's sitting there spraying aerosol cans in there, you know what? You're all coming home at some point.
Yep. You can only land on land for so long,
right,
boys.
Right.
How's South Beach looking?
Joe, that's I got to awesome. Know, of all the people that cover the Bulls, who's most likely to get on a surfboard with you?
Oh, God.
Casey Johnson. Vince Goodwill? I tried talking him into it.
He's never going to be Vinny.
No.
Is Detroit? Obviously, the stereotypes are right there for you.
By the way, he did have a Detroit...
starter jacket on?
Yes.
So when Spiegel dropped that yesterday, I was like, I have no idea about that. Well, there's some guys who have showed up in D-Rose shirts during playoff series.
Not
before.
Beat writers.
What?
Right. Not beat writers. So he was wearing the
Pistons
border guys.
The satin jacket he was rocking that? No
it's
way.
It's nice.
Of
it looks really good.
Oh, dude, starters making a comeback because the 80s are back for everybody. And that Pistons jacket.
You can't wear Pistons, that. You can't wear that.
The Hoyas jacket. The Charlotte Hornets jacket was hot. The Magic jacket was hot for a while. And people started shooting each other for it.
I'm just going to say, you can get stuck up for a nice satin, old-fashioned starter jacket.
Yeah,
so
no
go
doubt.
Surfing. Take your chances with sharks. Get those starter coats. Get shot.
And Radioactive Man. That's what you do.
There it is.
He's out there for you.
So what you guys got for us?
Is the Cubs deal done or not?
Yes. It was completed. What in a final segment of the show?
Yeah,
a couple of Kansas City guys tweeted out that it's final. Wade Davis.
Okay, but no press release from the Cubs yet.
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Well, so I guess there's still a chance that.
Yeah, well,
Correction. Just came in. Cubs acquire right-handed pitcher Wade Davis from Kansas City for outfielder Jorge Soler.
There it is.
So it's done deal.
Samoan?
Okay. Chain gang. No, Jorge is not Samoan.
Oh, my bad.
No,
Georgie?
Chain gang is now in Kansas City as they start to sell off some of those pieces. Maybe Lorenzo Cain and some of those guys will be on the
Low
move.
Cain.
Yeah, man. So now Jorge will have to get used to barbecue and Kauffman Stadium and all the... What does Kansas City give you?
Well, Negro League Museum?
Awesome. Right. Must see.
Absolutely.
Gates Barbecue.
Yeah, there's not much appointment stuff in
really
Kansas
hot
City.
Summers.
Yeah.
Which he might like because...
Matt Miller. He can hang out with Matt Miller because he's a Kansas City guy.
Paul Rudd.
You hang out with Paul Union Rudd. Station where there's a kids museum. You might be visiting that soon.
I'm not going to go to Kansas City to visit.
Time for us to make a pilgrimage to Kansas City.
Yeah, we have a couple of museums here, but we're going to go to the one in Kansas City.
Oh, Lord.
There's one right down the street from your house, a whole campus of it, but forget it. Let's go to KC.
Let's head to KC. All right, fellas, what do you got today?
We're busy. Some baseball stuff to start. Bruce Levine, Wall Street Journal's Jared Diamond wrote about a new concept for bullpen evaluation. Then we'll evaluate Wade Davis with Isaac Bennett of Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville. Nice. And then after the second half, crazy Pete Futek will make his presence felt at 4, and then Hub will be with his peeps at 5.
Nice. Have you ever had the Futek experience, Joe?
Yes.
He's
something.
He is like bats bit crazy.
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
I'm good with crazy.
I know you are. That's why I wanted to make sure this thing happens.
I hosted with Pete near Midway Airport a few years back, and it was just me and Pete screaming at each other for 3 hours about the Heisman candidacy. It was something else. He's like, you talk to a lot of guests, and then you talk to Pete. And Pete takes you on a ride.
He does.
I always look forward to
Pete. Yeah, I got my vote in on Sunday for this year's Heisman.
It's very simple.
Are you allowed to say?
I'm not, but I have a feeling that I know exactly how it's going to go, and I'm confident that my vote will be representative of the final totals just because it's kind of how it's got to be this year.
Yeah, you've got Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver Lamar Jackson.
Hey, could he be worse than Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback right now?
Hey.
Could he be worse?
I told people that I didn't believe in that dude.
Bum. And there's a couple bums out there.
He can't
they
wait
gave one couple. Bum there's, $72 there's million. Dollars.
He can't wait to throw it to the other team, man. He loves every second.
Gave Brock people, Osweiler $72 million.
How many people bought high on Bortles after last year? They're behind a lot of fantasy. It's going to work out well.
He's got 11 pick sixes and 10 wins in his career. So there it is.
And footwork worse than Cutler's.
Yeah, and he's going bald at a rapid rate for a 23-year-old man. Like, it is. Yeah, his life. He's the Woody Harrelson character in Kingpin right now, dude. He's waiting for it to overblow.
They see his arm jammed in a bowling machine.
He's milking a bull, and he thinks it's a cow. He's got things all going on. All right, so Joe Cowley and Dan Bernstein will rock with you for the next 4 hours and 40 minutes.
Dance you into day.
Yes. Joe, good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Look at the two White Sox guys all excited, thinking that the kingdom that was built on one side of town could be duplicated.
He couldn't wait.
You got two marble pillars holding up a shack, and you're excited. Look at you guys.
He couldn't wait.
You're buying it.
You see, I didn't mention anything about the White Sox to him.
We could build that kingdom like they did.
So he couldn't wait.
Look, I am looking forward to hearing what Joe has to say.
Headed for hell is what he's about to say. Because you think that could be duplicated.
All right, I'm
the
listening.
Greatest architectural sports build in the last 30 years could be redone
that.
Over there.
I didn't say that. And I told people there's a lot of luck, and of course you got the talent that's a lot different. Well, the talent base is different with that are doing it.
You got a tripod over there with only one sturdy leg, and you're counting on that?
Nobody said that.
Nobody mentioned one, your eBay.
Who said that? Real deal.
You need your eBay
back. Lean up. Human kickstand. All right, let this guy do his thing, because that's why I didn't mention it to him. All right, Sox fans, enjoy.
Run.
Joe Cowley's about to be in your face for the next 4 hours or so. All right, Lawrence, thank you for filling in for Spiegs.
Anytime,
appreciate
brother.
It, man. This has been the Spiegel and Golf Show with my man Lawrence Holmes. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. The self-important members of the so-called Heisman Trust blew it a year ago when they didn't invite Navy's Keenan Reynolds, who finished fifth in the voting, to New York for their overblown award ceremony. Reynolds' presence would have brought back some honor to a trophy tainted in recent years by the off-field failures of winners Cam Newton, Johnny Manziel, and Jameis Winston. Tuesday, the Trust announced this year's finalists, all usual suspect types from major schools. Navy's Will Worth was nowhere to be found. Worth's season has actually been more extraordinary than Reynolds a year ago. Reynolds was a proven star. Worth was supposed to be Navy's holder on place kicks. Period. Instead, he led the nation in touchdowns and led the Mids to a 9-3 record before a broken foot Saturday ended his season. Oh, he also has a 3.50 GPA in ocean engineering and will be a Marine when he graduates. You wouldn't want him in the room, would you? I'm John Feinstein.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of major soft drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious, one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help. Our family's got a total VIP arriving late this Christmas Eve, so we will need to be in our best pajamas. He drives a really cool sleigh.
Do you mean Santa?
Oh, do you know him?
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, the entire store is up to 60% off.
Did you say 60% off?
I did. And right now, get sweaters from $10 for adults and from $8 for kids. Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 for adults.
Santa will be slayed by our new PJs. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and two-day only deals.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdCenter.com for more information. That's AudioAdCenter.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Tonight, join the Scores hockey guru Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Vinny Hinestroza from 7-8:30 at Twin Peaks in Warrenville. Come meet Vinny for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:29 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Multiple outlets now reporting that the Wade Davis to Chicago for Jorge Soler deal is complete and official. No other names involved in this deal. Davis notched 27 saves and sported a 1.87 ERA and 1.13 whip last year for Kansas City. Now that the Cubs have their closer position locked down, what will they do for a leadoff hitter next year? Manager Joe Maddon has some ideas.
We've talked. There's some brilliant people standing around me right now, and Schwarber's not a bad name. Kyle's not a bad name. It's not a bad name at all. And, Zobrist isn't a bad name. There's different guys to consider right there.
Meanwhile, one day after making the biggest splash of the winter meetings and shipping ace Chris Sale to Boston for some premier prospects, the White Sox may not be done dealing. Southsiders are in serious talks with the Nationals and Astros for starter Jose Quintana, according to Bob Nightingale. They've also talked to the Cardinals about Adam Eaton, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Bears return to practice today before they get ready to face the division-leading Lions in Detroit. Today, defensive end Akeem Hicks was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Sam Acho is the team nominee for the 2016 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And could Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio be gone at the end of the season? The Score's Mike Mulligan reporting that's a possibility in a shakeup at Hallis Hall for the Chicago Tribune. The Bulls get the day off today before taking on the Spurs at home tomorrow. Today, the Bulls assigned R.J. Hunter and Paul Zipser to the Windy City Bulls D-League team. Blackhawks are off until they host the Rangers on Friday. This holiday season, get family and friends something they'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit a Panera or PaneraBread.com for more details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Four Winds New Buffalo and nearby Southwest Michigan. With 3,000 slot machines, over 60 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment. For adventure, Four Winds Casinos. Escape the everyday.
16.
Whoa, whoa.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hello, indeed. A very pleasant good afternoon to you. For the next 4.5 hours, we'll do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Yeah, possibly. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. Joe Cowley is in today from the Chicago Sun-Times. What's happening, bruh?
Fresh out of Detroit.
Bruce Levine is going to join us at 2. Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal talks some more baseball with us at 2:40. And then Isaac Bennett of Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville on the Cubs' new acquisition and more at 3. Second half, 3:30. Pete Futek on college football at 4. Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. Surprises along the way as well and a giveaway. Speaking of Detroit, I believe that was at or near the home of our new sponsor, Jets Pizza. And we have a $15 Jets Pizza gift card that we'll be giving away to a lucky listener today. Now that I want to say it was around the Detroit area where that famous sort of square, rectangular, and thicker pizza got its start, now taking hold here in Chicago because it's very, very good. So somebody is going to win an opportunity to enjoy Jets Pizza between now and 6 o'clock. Right now, we are going to go to suburban Washington, D.C., as the Cubs are going to talk about the acquisition of Wade Davis, this courtesy MLB Network.
We have Dayton Moore, Jed Hoyer at the table here to take your questions. There's microphones around, so please go to the microphone to ask any questions. Jeff?
Dayton, can you just tell us where you expect to use Soler? Is it right field, DH, maybe a little bit of both? And maybe just walk us through how this deal came about.
Yeah, I mean, a combination of both. I mean, we obviously love his upside, love his power, like the fact that we have some control for the next 4 years. Potential right fielder, as you know, Flanny, we have several players that are perhaps, you know, entering free agency after the 2017 season. So this was an important deal for us, a tough deal, trading an all-star closer in Wade Davis, somebody who's been just so instrumental to our success. We certainly wouldn't have been able to win and win a World Series without Wade. So, but with the fact that we have the DH, you know, we can utilize him in both spots.
Please use the mic, Flanagan. I'm sorry. Thanks.
How does he rate defensively in your mind? I know he's got a plus arm, and does he need some improvement perhaps in his outfield skills?
Well, we see him as an average right fielder with chance to get better. I mean, we put great faith in Rusty Kuntz, who works with our outfielders and our base runners, and, you know, we feel there's upside there as well.
Other questions? Ron, can you please go up to the mic? Any of the microphones here. Thank you.
Was there any impetus for this from the new CBA rules, knowing that you'd only get after the first round if he signed for $50 million or more and left as a free agent in a year, or do you think this would have happened anyway?
I think it would have happened anyway. That really didn't factor in with this particular deal, no.
Does it change your thinking for all those guys?
The microphone concept is just lost on these people.
Well, every situation's different. I mean, you have to evaluate it one at a time, not necessarily. I mean, we're not going to feel any pressure to move forward with any of our players based on the new CBA. We think it's a tremendous deal, you know, for baseball, and we don't see it affecting the Royals in a negative way.
Go ahead.
Jed, does this automatically make Davis your closer, or are there other moves that you guys are planning that might change that?
No, that's certainly the thought. Now, we did this deal with, you know, putting Wade Davis in the ninth inning. Obviously, he's been an all-star closer. He's closed out world championships, and you know, we're excited to get him. That doesn't say that we don't have a lot of confidence in the other guys in our bullpen. Hector did a great job as a closer. Pedro Strop has had a really good run with us in the eighth inning. C.J. Edwards, Justin Grimm. But one thing we learned this year, and I know Dayton learned it, in 14 and 15, is this. You know, when you play that extra month, it's really hard on your bullpen. It's hard on your whole pitching staff. And you know, the more good relievers we can add, the more we can add that length and just have multiple weapons, you know, the better. And so, you know, Wade's going to pitch the ninth, but we really like the other guys we have. And hopefully this can take a little bit of the burden off all of them, hoping to play that seventh month.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Dayton, with so many free agents like you referred to there, it was important to get a big league piece back in this, and how do you kind of balance still wanting to win this year with the reality of what you face next year?
Tyler, I mean, that's the challenge, obviously, and but we think it's important to try to accomplish both. We certainly expect the win in 2017, put a competitive team on the field that can compete to win our division. It's going to be a challenge, but we're excited that Jorge can be a part of that. And as I said before, it gives us control, you know, for the future. And because we want to continue to win. We want to win consistently in Kansas City. And, you know, Jorge certainly gives us a better opportunity to do that.
Tim.
Jed, curious what your understanding is about Davis is the flexor tendon. He missed some time a couple times over the summer. Where that is now and how comfortable you, obviously you're very comfortable with it, but what makes you comfortable with that?
Yeah, you know, we felt really good about it. Obviously, we took a look at the file, looked at the MRIs he took in July, and they looked really good. And then, you know, Dayton actually offered, he's like, I want you to feel good about this as a deal. And, you know, Dayton's a dream to work with. And so we had our trainer, you know, put his hands on him today, you know, give him a physical. And he checked out great. He looks fantastic and ready to go. So I think anytime you're trading a guy like Jorge Soler, you want to make sure that you feel really, you know, terrific about what you're getting in return. And, you know, both through the medical file process and through putting our hands on Wade this morning, we felt really good about it.
Yes, Barry.
Maybe both of you guys could address this because you have some experience with it. But Dayton, last couple of years, you've had to manage success coming off of very successful seasons and going into the next one with different expectations. Jed, you went through it in Boston. You're going to face having won everything there is to win and trying to replicate that. What are the difficulties? What have you learned about that, essentially managing success?
Is that guy okay?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, it's definitely a different set of challenges. You know, I think Joe will do a masterful job of dealing with that, of you know, the motivation factor, and also dealing with the fact that you do have to do things a little bit different, probably coming into spring training and maybe the early part of the next season. You know, we played into mid-October in 2015 and then obviously into November in 2016. So I do think we have to think about how that affects all of our players, not just the pitchers, but all the players, and try to be creative in how we give them rest, try to be creative in when they start their workouts and stuff like that. There's no question, and this deal obviously shows that, you know, we expect to play for a long time again this year, and we want to plan accordingly. And so, you know, we've got a tough road ahead like everyone does, but we do have to plan for playing that seventh month, and it does require some lengthy discussions and some creativity on the front end.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Dayton Moore and Jed Hoyer, the general managers, respectively, of the Royals and the Chicago Cubs.
What about Jed just dropping? Yeah, we got a plan for that 7 month.
That's great.
Yeah, he's,
well,
yeah.
You know, when you play a month longer than everybody else, you got to run your team a little bit differently. You know how that is.
You guys, 5-6 months is your plan. We're seven.
Yeah, we gotta manage things for 7 months of baseball because, you know, years longer. You know, that's just how it is when you're the world champs. Surprised he's not, like, you know, popping out a world
champion. Ricky Henderson popping the, exactly. Popping the head shirt on the top.
Holding the base over his head.
Hey, I'm the greatest. Then Nolan Ryan throws a no-hitter that night, right. and you get headlined out.
All right, got a lot to do today. Bruce Levine will check in at 2 o'clock with the latest because the Sox are still fielding a lot of phone calls here, too. I mean, there is a lot going on right now, and I would not be surprised if by the end of this show we have another major transaction for the White Sox.
A third pillar for the Shaq.
Boy, you are just killing
me. A nice new mailbox for the Shaq.
Look, I give him a lot of credit for trying. You got to give me... It finally...
It only took 7 years.
It doesn't matter. They got here.
Of the then assistant GM going, Kenny, this is what we really have to do.
No, we gotta go for it. I'm Morpheus. Listen to me.
Well, I'm still,
movie reference.
They got there and it actually happened. It may not have been exactly when anybody wanted it to happen.
The pillars have happened.
But maybe there's also a hidden bonus. And several people have pointed this out. A couple emailers pointed out, and somebody mentioned it to me. A friend of mine mentioned it to me, longtime Sox fans. think there might just be a hidden bonus in some of what they are doing. I'll explain
teasing?
What I mean.
Is that, that's a tease, right?
When we come back.
I like it.
On the Score.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs have traded Jorge Soler to the Royals for closer Wade Davis. We've got all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. The official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help. Our family's got a total VIP arriving late this Christmas Eve, so we will need to be in our best pajamas. He drives a really cool sleigh.
Do you mean Santa?
Oh, do you know him?
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, the entire store is up to 60% off.
Did you say 60% off?
I did. And right now, get sweaters from $10 for adults and from $8 for kids. Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 for adults.
Santa will be slayed by our new PJs. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and two-day only deals.
Only better. Talk about Dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them the Score sent you and that Boars and...
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
I dip tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Adore you. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think that Rick, as he moves along, is going to leave his imprint on this organization, and it starts today with this deal. I don't think an imprint has been made to this point. I think the imprint starts today. I'd like to believe that this is a new beginning. I'd like to see Moncada emerge as the prospect that everybody believes he is going to be when they tabbed him as, you know, the number one or two guy in the Boston organization. I would love to see this deal work out to be a good one. I think they got the best they could possibly get for the guy who was their number one bargaining chip. And so let's see what happens from here, because I believe we're going to see a few more. I think we're going to have a chance to get very excited about it.
Indeed, some already are. It's okay. That was Steve Stone, the television analyst of the Chicago White Sox, yesterday on the Boers and Bernstein show. And indeed, it is on. Rick Hahn used the word rebuild with us, and the rebuild
he's
is
allowed
on.
To.
Sure.
He finally was allowed to.
Well, he's finally been able to win out. It took a long enough time to convince some other people to be reasonable about this, and it took some failure, frankly. It took some of those things to just not work, despite the best efforts, and it was all understood. Everything was explained that, hey, we can keep going for it. We got an 18% chance here. We got a 12% chance here. Gah, roll the dice. I love that 18% chance. I love that 12% chance. All right, well, it didn't work, right. And now you're in the situation you're in. So here's the hidden bonus, and a couple texters actually guessed it after the tease, that several have broached this possibility, saying, wait a second. We know that Hawk Harrelson, over time, has been fine about paring back his schedule, now doing just road games, and saying at one point that he was going to retire, but the potential of the team, the possibilities, the excitement was so much that he just had pulled him back in. A lot of his pets are going to be gone.
Yep.
And a lot of these grindy white guys that he falls in love with, you know, the hustly, you know, grindy guys.
They become the stepsons.
They become his de facto stepsons. Like, Doug, I'll go check out Don Frazier. They're not going to be around. And the clubhouse might be filled with these unfunny Latin players he doesn't seem to understand. He can't figure out how they could be funny in the clubhouse. And it might change the comfort level of this team, not to mention the fact that they might not be very good for a while. So does this accelerate the rise of Jason Benetti to full-time television voice of the White Sox? That has been the question. That has been the hope of a lot of White Sox fans.
South Bend will have a full-time citizen.
Right, and then maybe, Hawk says, well, this is a signal that
it's the Fighting Irish. That'd be great.
It's probably time. And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if it's been discussed. There are people inside the White Sox organization that would be fine with that, too. I know they've been pushing and fighting to modernize the look and sound and feel of their TV broadcast. They took a big step with the Jason Benetti hiring for half the games last year. And I don't know the answer to it. I do know that a lot of White Sox fans I talk to have noticed this, the possibility that culture change that Rick Hahn talked about yesterday in very clear terms. If people were listening between the words there, it's clear about what he said regarding the go for it mode, meaning he had to pick from a smaller pool of players and maybe bring some guys in that he wouldn't otherwise have brought in. And now they have more control over makeup and the clubhouse culture. Then who knows? Maybe it does change Hawk's feeling about it. Now, we can talk with Bruce at the top of the hour about this and other things, but I noticed that the St. Louis Cardinals are still one of the teams that has been in talks with Dexter Fowler on a long-term contract. And yeah, he's a free agent. It's not going to be cheap, and he's a really good player. But if you're them, what would your interest level be in Adam Eaton, even though it's going to cost you something in trade?
Well, the thing St. Louis has intact is a clubhouse that will not put up with Adam Eaton being Nick Swisher 2.0.
And his contract is great.
It's a great contract.
So instead of paying that money to Fowler, instead of paying the premium, that free agent premium to Fowler at 31,
right,
that you get a much younger guy coming off a 6-win season under contract control, under a really team-friendly deal.
Who needs big brothers to slap him around?
Exactly.
Yep.
So
all that false hustle. And
is that, yep, Barry Rosner was talking about it yesterday. Made some White Sox fans mad. They say, oh, I'm a uniform's all dirty. Oh, I dove back in. Or look, I overthrew the cutoff man, but he got the catch. I got an assist on the play, even though a guy advanced a base.
He's the master. Like Aaron Rowan's uniform got dirty, but that's because he didn't have good jumps on the ball, so he always had to dive for it anyway. But this guy is just the epitome of false hustle and not well liked. And the idea that Chris Sale was not well liked, and I understand we were talking about this before we came in here. The whole thing, Chris Sale was Mark Burley, except he would act out what Mark Burley would get other people to do.
Mark Burley was sneakier about some
of without question.
Stuff.
Without question. The whole Orlando Cabrera call ups to the scorekeeper. That was, I got that story from Jermaine Dye and Mark Burley.
If people don't put it on people don't remember that Orlando Cabrera didn't,
maybe the worst guy that the White Sox have ever had in the last 15 years.
He'd be pretty good shortstop, but didn't make a whole lot of friends because during games he would get on the phone to lobby his case,
which the hitting coach usually does
to directly to the official.
He called Bob Rosenberg. Yeah, come right. on, of all people, Bob's sleeping half the time. You think he wants a phone call from Orlando Cabrera?
He wouldn't call Dunn Frisky?
No.
Oh, okay. He'd only call Bob. He'd call Rosie Bob. And say...
Hello. And wild pitch.
Wild pitch. And he would plead to have his error charged, not just taken off
not
of him.
Not taken off. Put on a teammate. Toby Hall. He's not a free agent. He's not going anywhere. I got to feed my family.
He would try to get his error...
turned on a teammate.
Foisted upon a teammate.
Yep.
That's really, you don't really make a lot of baseball.
That's what happens when year after year, you just try to land guys and go for it.
It's another guy that, and look, teams didn't want Brett Laurie. Teams didn't want Adam Eaton. You know, these are some of these moves that there's a reason guys are available.
Absolutely.
There's a reason that players with decent enough stats become available, and you just have to hope that the lightning in a bottle adage it works. It worked for the Sox for a month and a half. Last year.
I mean, I've always, and I don't think it's changed the last 20 years. I mean, I started covering baseball in 97, and I remember after the White Sox won that World Series, Kenny Williams came out and admitted, we took the Minnesota Twins model, and we just threw more money at it. Okay. That's fine, but then you went away from that. And uh-huh. I still think, unless you are going to have that, what used to be the Yankee payroll, now the Dodger payroll, that crazy payroll, you have to understand that you have to bring these guys up through the minors in waves. You have to. Not just because of chemistry. Is there chemistry? Does it exist? Does winning make chemistry? So don't even get into that. But just understanding what you are expected at every level to do. If it's a handbook, if it's, you know, and people think handbooks are corny, I don't care. In the Minnesota Twins farm system, you couldn't go from single A to double A until you played the right way. And I think the Cubs did the same thing when they came in. Theo said, we're going to do this handbook, and everyone kind of chuckles, a Cubs handbook, blah, blah, blah. But stuff like that works. Stuff like that matters. When you just start throwing these guys together, and then you're wondering why you have all these factions in the clubhouse and all this drama, That's what happens.
Bruce Levine from the winter meetings next. The Cubs have completed their deal, Jorge Soler, for their new closer, Wade Miller. We will talk about that now that Jed Hoyer has given us a little bit more information. Also talk about what could still be percolating for both of Chicago's baseball teams. Next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with the 12 days of Cubsmas?
And the Chicago Cubs win the World
Starting December 14th, we're replaying the best 12 Cubs games of the season.
No hitter for Arrieta.
John Lester with a beautiful bunt.
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Interesting items in music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. The performer of the song, Thurl Ravenscroft, accidentally wasn't credited in the movie. Dr. Seuss profusely apologized as soon as he learned about the error and wrote letters to newspapers around the country notifying them that Ravenscroft had performed the song, not Boris Karloff, the voice of the Grinch.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of 2 middlemen. Men, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautiful.